change of zone number 2163, William H. McQueen Jr.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.6408 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Broadkill Road, Route 16, approximately 670 feet west of Reynolds Road. The 911 address is 26285 Broadkill Road, Milton. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 715, Parcel 4.01. Staff would submit for the record, there's a staff analysis. We received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the Del Dot service level evaluation that did not require TIS at this time. We also have a site plan for the application, and that is all I have. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, if you'd please come up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
William McQueen. I own the property, and it's also Mansion Farm Inn. And I'm looking to do weddings and venues, so I want to get it switched over to a conditional usage.
All right then.
Isn't there a sign out front? It has a name like the
Mansion Farm Inn.
Mansion Farm Inn. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you said that. I just didn't hear it. So, okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So I, in full disclosure, when I drove up there today, I met Mr. McQueen, and so I might repeat a couple of questions that I asked today.
Okay.
So we get everything on the record. When I pulled in there, there was three parking spaces for the bed and breakfast. First of all, let me ask you this: on the bed and breakfast. Do you need conditional uses for that stuff?
Bed and breakfasts go through the Board of Adjustment as a special use exception.
Great. There was three parking spaces, and I just asked Mr. He was on top of his guard and quickly wanted to find out who was driving around in there in a pickup truck. So we talked a little bit about parking. Let me get into my public hearing here tonight. So where are you going to park all the cars? How many people are you planning to have at the event?
We would like 100 or less.
And where will they park?
Across the street, two gentlemen that own the property have given me permission to do parking. It's about an acre. They have 2 acres. They use about an acre, and another acre's empty.
Do you have anything from them?
I have a letter that's in the file stating that they give us approval.
Okay, and I did briefly read that.
If it was going to be approved, we probably would make it conditioned on an actual recorded easement. You know, just because, you know, there's county parking requirements. This is for the benefit of the commission, but also Mr. McQueen. There's going to be parking requirements associated with it, so we can't base that just off a letter. We'd have to have something more formal than that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean, you know, that it's going to be denied based on that, but understand that the commission can put conditions of approval on, and that would likely be one of the conditions if they were going to approve.
Okay.
So, as I'm looking at the Google Earth picture of the site, the driveway is not quite in the center until you get back to the back. But here's my question: is that the property that you own has the tree hedgerow around the whole thing, and somebody else owns the farm on the around it?
Correct.
So parking on site is going to be, if you had to park on site, you're limited within that footprint.
Correct.
So parking on the other side of 16, that's a 50 mile an hour speed limit. Now how about handicapped people? How will they get across?
Well, right now we have about 12 spaces on the property that we could do for the handicap. The non-handicap can park across the street.
And are you going to use the existing buildings that are on site for the venue?
No. It's the outdoor venues. It's where they're going to rent tent and put the tent up. And it will be a tent per event. The tent will not stay up all year.
And how many events do you think you would have?
Maybe 10 a year. 5 in the spring and 5 in the fall.
So on a conditional use like this, where we have the event request that folks don't need a conditional use for, they can just get asked up to, is it 5, Janelle?
It is up to 5.
5 a year. Now, if on something like this, on a conditional use, would you limit? I mean, would we limit the quantity?
You can if you want to. I mean, there's nothing that says you can't limit it. So it's just up to whether you want to decide to do that or not.
Excuse me. Gentlemen, if you want to have a conversation there in the back, please do it out in the lobby because we can hear you up here.
I think that's all the questions I have right now.
Okay. Ms. Wingate.
My question was about the parking as well, because I would be concerned with, you know, traveling across that highway. Excuse me. I'm assuming that you probably have spoken to the people that own the property on your side, the farmers, because that would be so much
easier.
Yeah.
I approached them once right after we bought the property, and they were like, definitely no.
Yeah.
Can I go back to them again? I could try.
I just think for safety, it'd be worth another shot if
right.
they would be willing to do that.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming because it's events, you're going to have porta-johns brought in for the
yeah, the trailer.
Yeah.
With
okay.
the special.
Yeah. Okay. That's really all I had.
Okay. And I'm going to circle back here. I meant to go that way. I don't know what I was thinking about. Ms. Stevenson.
Oh, just for the record, I read in here you said events would go no later than 10 p.m.
10 p.m. is it.
And they would be at any time anybody, if somebody wanted to get married on a Wednesday, that's fine? Or you would only have them on weekends?
No, it depends. I guess it depends because they have to rent the room, so there's no guests there while they get married. So, we could. But I can't see having a large wedding except on the weekend.
And speakers, music, how would you place speakers so that you're not, you know, getting the people in Reynolds Road as a concert here?
Well, what we want to do is between the buildings on the right side of the property where the tents will go, we would like to build a fence. So that way, from Reynolds Road, it'll block that noise going that way. So we want to do like a nice, pretty stockade fence across that.
See, you already have a sign, so right? So
yeah.
We don't have to worry about that. Parking signs, dumpsters, bathrooms, employees. No, I guess we don't. It's a temporary thing, so
yeah.
That would be bring people in as you need them, I'm assuming. Are the cooking facilities on site?
No, they're going to have to get a.
Caterers,
yes.
Okay.
So everything will come in cooked that way.
Okay. That's all I had.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
I'm concerned with the parking, too. I like Ms. Wingate's suggestion about talking with the owner of the property beside your parcel. But if that isn't a possibility and the people are parking on the opposite side of a road at 50 miles an hour, how will your guests know that's where they're to park? How will the handicapped people know that they park on the premise? Are you going to have somebody directing traffic or?
Definitely have people direct, you know, we would be directing traffic. You know, I was thinking of getting some lighted signs, you know, a little bit past my property on each side, so that way when cars are approaching, they would see the sign.
There would be signage
yeah.
as you approach.
That's an off-site
yeah.
sign,
yeah.
yeah. Unfortunately, we can't do that.
Yeah.
It would have to be on your property.
So at the beginning of my property,
yeah.
at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really a concern.
Our other choice is down the street west of us is Cheer, which has a public parking lot. that they could park there, and then we could bus them to
the property. Is it on the same side of the street?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, if you're bussing, I guess that doesn't matter.
It's far enough down, they're not walking.
Yeah, they're not.
I'm just concerned with...
Technically, parking lots like that are private property that are available for use of folks who are visiting that facility. So it's not a public parking lot in the sense that...
We were told that it was...
That anybody can park there anytime they want.
Turned over to the county.
Not that we're aware of.
Not that we're aware of, yeah.
There was state money used to build it, to build the parking lot.
Yeah, that happens all over the place, though. Every church parking lot in Sussex County has been paved with state money. But...
There we go.
So... But yeah, that's an arrangement you would have to work out.
Work it with them.
With them, yeah.
And pay them.
Or if they, yeah.
I'm just concerned with the parking across the road, especially after the party, when people have had a few wedding beverages, and it might be dark.
Especially, on Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon in July or August with the traffic on that road.
Once they build that overpass, there'll be no slowing down on that road.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Anything else, Mr. Mayor?
That's all I have.
Okay. Staff on this end, anything? Okay, Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, thanks.
All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2163, William H. McQueen, Jr.? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2163? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll